Phil Isley, undeclared. Position sought, House District 16 Representative. Mailing address, P.O. Box 190464, Anchorage, Alaska 99519. Email, phil@philisley.us. Website, philisley.us. Biographical information, age 71. Place of birth, La Grande, Oregon. Occupation, retired. Length of residency in Alaska, since 1964, 62 years. Alaskan communities lived in Anchorage, Ketchikan, and Tuxican Island. Education, Ketchikan High School, some UAA, military schools in leadership and management. Military service, 22 years Alaska Army National Guard and 21 years retired reserve. Business and professional positions, military officer, commander, executive officer, operations and training officer, mobilization planner, force modernization officer, aviation director of maintenance, owner of R&R Saw Shop, independent aircraft mechanic and inspector, president of local NGH chapter, and board member of ATOM, Ancient Teachings of the Masters. Service organizations membership, National Guard Officers Association Life, National Rifle Association Life, AMVETS Life, Loyal Order of Moose Life, American Legion Life, Spenard Community Council, and National Guild of Hypnotists. Special interests, hunting, fishing, flying, photography, and hypnosis. Other biographical information, held many board positions in many organizations over the years, and was a union shop steward at Ketchikan Pulp Company. Position statement, the Republicans vote the party line, and when they win, the corporations get great benefits. The Democrats vote for their party, and when they win, we get more government. This is because of the caucuses that give power to one party or the other. Who represents you? We could save a lot of money if our representatives voted for what was important to the people they represent. Every time I ask why the state overspent, the answer is because I had to go with the caucus. This leads to overspending. When was the last time the state spent less than the state income? I will focus on a budget that will not steal the state union retirements or the PFD. I believe that we need to start educating our children and not building up the school systems. The legislators have overspent consistently, and what is there to show for it? Now they want the PFD, but it would do better in the hands of the people to stimulate our economy. It is also important to think about the cook and let energy problems. Finally, there is the spend-ard quality of life. The homeless tend to take up a lot of the budget, and we have increased crime. Our police have higher priorities than to address theft. For your vote, I will do my best to support all the members of the community and do what is best for the people of District 16. I thank you for your vote. The views expressed in this statement are from the candidate and not endorsed by the Division of Elections. The text of this statement was provided and paid for by the candidate in accordance with AS 15.58.030 and 6AAC 25.690.